Good morning. Our question today is, what are some of the special unique minhagim or hanagot that we have on Erev Yom Kippur? So we're just going to mention a few of them. The Magen Avraham brings our first minhag to be tovel. He discusses when should somebody be tovel in mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. So he brings two approaches, two different minhagim. The Magen Avraham says as follows, V'yesh litbol kodem mincha, somebody should be tovel in the mikvah before mincha, before davening mincha, and that is in fact how the Maharil was noheg. However, he brings a second minhag that there are those who are noheg to tovel later on in the day after they have eaten the Suda HaMafsekes, after they have eaten their final meal going into the fast, and then they go and they tovel in mikvah, and the reason they push it off to that late is to be tovel very close to Yom Kippur. And the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, bringing the Magen Avraham, that there's some who are tovel before mincha, some after the Suda Mafsekes, say that there's some Anshei Maisa, people who are very strict about being Mekayim, all the Hidurim of Minhagim as well, that they tovel both times, they tovel before mincha and after the Suda Mafsekes in order to fulfill both of these minhagim. The second minhag that we'll talk about is the giving of tzedakah specifically on this day. So the Mate Ephraim says that in the Rov HaMekomos Shebemedinos Elo, the majority of places in our country, he says that they were noheg to give out tzedakah to anim on the way to shul to daven mincha. We daven mincha early on Erev Yom Kippur, so people would give on the way to shul, and even in the Azara, in the courtyard of the shul, the Gabbai of Tzedakah of that shul would sit there collecting, and other Tzedakahs would come as well, and people would give liberally. They would give based on their ability to give, and that was a big schus coming into Yom Kippur. A third hanhaga that we have, says the Mata Ephraim, is that even when choosing a chazan, a shliach tzibur, for mincha, not even talking about Yom Kippur itself, but even just for mincha, we should choose somebody who has all the requirements and the ideal qualifications of somebody who should serve as a chazan for Yamim Noraim. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, or a Chaim Tavkuf Pe'alef. So for mincha also, we should choose somebody who has those qualifications. And in addition, the Mata Ephraim continues that the Shaliach Tzibur should put on a talis when he's davening mincha, even in places where they typically don't wear for mincha, but for mincha Erev Yom Kippur, he should wear a talis. However, nonetheless, there are places that are not strict about this. And the fourth minhag that we will discuss is the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a minhag to give malkus to people. So he says as follows, Kol Hakal, Loki Malkos Arbaim Achar Tfilas Mincha, the entire call, everyone receives Malkos 39 Malkos after Tfilas Mincha. Why? Shemitokach Iten Elibo Lashub Me'aveir Shabiyado, because if you get those Zetzes, if you get those Malkos, you're certainly going to pay attention and do tshuva on the Averos that somebody has, that you have. So that's really to inspire tshuva. There were Malkos each person received from another after Mincha. The Magen Avraham says that the Arizal was not strict about this. He was strict in part. He brings that the Arizal would receive 4 Malkos, one for each of the 4 letters of the Shem Hashem. So the Shem Hashem has 4 letters, so he would receive one lash for each of the Shem Hashem for a total of 4 Malkos. But the Kaf HaChaim nonetheless brings that many people are not noheg to receive Malkos on Erev Yom Kippur, because they are of the view that Erev Yom Kippur is indeed a yontif, and accordingly receiving lashes on a yontif is not the proper thing to do. Have a wonderful day.